Tigers chant would be great.
I mean, a cross-pollination is kind of fun.
Yeah. It doesn't happen to happen while the game's being played. Like maybe, you know, during a commercial break, you fire it up. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. There's room for everyone to be happy.
There is. There's room. Nobody has to be. Lions fans don't have to be pissed. Tiger fans don't have to be pissed. We're all Detroit sports fans.
Yeah. But look, to each their own. I mean, this goes back to this is his person, Mike and Clarkston's personal feelings. I'm not telling him how to feel. I'm just telling you why I think it's awesome. Plenty of love to go around. It's kind of that subtle reminder. We got a good right now when you're chanting about your other teams at a game. So I don't know. From Katie and Troy, been trolling Seahawks Reddit all morning and the fans are nervous about the game. They know the Seahawks haven't beaten much yet. Katie and Troy. Jacob at work, I agree with Doug. I think the Lions will win this game comfortably, 24-13. Lions lead the whole game, play good defense, and Gibbs, LaPorta, and Saint have big games for them. Jacob at work. Unnamed texter, my champ is AJ Hinch. What he's done with this group is a testament to his coaching abilities. My chump is Javi Baez. Get him out of here.
Oh, look, I mean,
embargo.
We have an embargo on Baez calls until after the season.
It's not particularly productive. And that does take away from, in my opinion, what's going on, you know?
Correct. It's also part of the confluence of events.
It is part of the confluence of events, that's for sure. So, anyway. You know what's interesting? So, we've chumped two things. One is we've got chump votes for the 2:30 start time, and we got chump votes for the Jared Goff. 2:32, sorry.
It's just so weird to see that time, 2:32. Okay, thank you.
Well, doesn't every Super Bowl kick off at like 6:08? I know,
it's weird, but the difference is that's one game. Like these are three games that are up on a schedule, and you see and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 2:32. Great. Yeah. So we got that, and what was the other thing?
There's the 2:32, and there's the Jared Goff chance. We have yet to get the chumping of the Strauss on the side of the helmets. The Major League Baseball has sold all the postseason helmets to a German work clothing company, Strauss. And there's going to be a big logo on the side of all the playoff team batting helmets that says Strauss. And these all feel to me like rich people problems. Things are good. We are wearing the playoff helmet. When Major League Baseball did the mock-up of this, I doubt they used a Tigers helmet to show Strauss what it would look like. I do find it very curious that a German company would swoop in here and buy this. I've heard of Levi Strauss, but they're not affiliated, I guess.
No, not directly. No, there is some sort of,
I mean, it would be like Toblerone coming in there, and, Toblerone coming in and buying the side of the helmet.
Working with Hershey. Let's get it done. You're right. It is kind of strange. And yet, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
You think now that Major League Baseball, you think they're going to promote the Tigers at all, that they're in the playoffs? Because they sure were reluctant to before when they're, end of the season.
Are the Yankees still
races
in it?
Yeah.
No, they won't. They won't promote the Tigers. Nor do I care.
Best team in baseball.
I mean, the Tigers are a long shot. I think they're 25-1 to win the World Series. Do I care? Nope. Not at all. In fact, that's an interesting little bet there, huh? 25-1. I guess I want to see what they are to win the American League. League winners. Detroit is plus 1,100 to win the American League, the worst amongst the six playoff teams.
So 11-1, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth your dollar or five?
Well, I like to say if there were $11 laying on the ground, would I bend over and pick it up? And the answer is yes. So is it worth my dollar? Sure. Now, if I see four quarters on the ground, I might walk past it. Probably not, but I might. Interesting how I use quarters.
It is interesting with quarters.
Example, but all right. I'm a Tigers first kind of guy. So the Jared Goff chants were of some annoyance to me. I'd rather they were chanting Tarek Skubal. And to be honest, Doug's tone while brushing this off is exactly why it bothers me. It comes off like someone who thinks of a team as secondary in the city. That's from Zach in Ann Arbor. No, I think I want it to be inverted tonight. I want them chanting Skubal's name and let's go Tigers at the Lions game. I think it's a subtle flex of how awesome it is to be a Detroit fan right now.
Let's go Red Wings.
Yeah.
They're playing tonight.
Yeah. I don't know. Zach, I'm either I'm doing a poor job of articulating why I like it, or you've just misinterpreted me. I think the Goff chants are fun during the Rams game, but I think this whole Jared Goff chant was supposed to be rooting for the underdog guy. He's no longer an underdog. He's paid as a top dog. Fans need to demand excellence from him now. Fans need to demand excellence from him now. So don't chant his name?
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm really struggling with this being a thing. I'm surprised. Tiger fans, stop whining about the 2:30 start time for the Tigers. Nobody has issues with noon starts for March Madness games. That's for Robin Novi. I mean, I think some people do, and it's also three straight days where you're supposed to be at work. Three straight if it goes three.
I mean, I don't think there's a ton of whining about it. It is what it is, and we accept it like we would with the tournament. I think the tournament's a good comparison. We're used to that.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Happens.
JD and Ipsy says, champ the Tigers, chump MLB for ads on helmets during the playoffs. There you go.
Yeah, you finally got it. You were trolling and finally somebody bit.
Yep. Again, these are, never thought it would apply to us, but I'm glad. Dave in Royal Oak says, must be nice to have a job where you can watch the Tiger games. Most don't. Yeah, look, I mean, it's people are going to have to make accommodations for it. Does anybody try to pull off the bubble?
Oh, good God.
I mean, you can't do that for a playoff
game. No, not for a playoff game.
I will tell you, I think if it were me.
Oh, boy.
Look, I like a good bubble caper.
We know you do.
This would be an epic.
But you don't seek out the bubble. I mean, if it had.
No, I don't seek it out. But if my options are not watching or trying to stay in the bubble and watch it DVR'd later, I'll go for option B there.
I feel like for this opportunity to happen for you, it's obviously one of your kids would have to have a game or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of your kids would even say, I'll bail on the game to watch the playoff game.
One of my kids would skip one of their games?
To watch the playoff game? You don't think so?
No. No.
Just some regular rando game and this
Well, first
early?
Of all, it, no. No. Maybe when they were little, but no. Hmm. I can't imagine any of them doing that.
So if you're at a game where your kid's playing because they're not bailing on it, right?
Yep.
And there's a Tigers playoff game going on.
Yep.
Would you actively try to seek into a bubble? Like, hey, you know, because people are going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Clearly. Hey, we got first and second right now. It's bottom and third.
Look,
you know?
I'm always isolated at games. I'm usually way down a third baseline or a first baseline or one of the end zones at a soccer game. So,
oh, Doug. Yeah.
What?
It's just, that's Doug. I mean, that's Doug. That's you. That's Doug doing
Doug. Well, sometimes it's because I'm videotaping everything. I'm putting together a team video.
And the rest of the time?
I'm just down at the end. Just chilling by myself.
Is there a reason?
I don't, you know, I mean, watching your kids play, when they're playing, you know, high school sports and all that, I just prefer to be by myself and keep my thoughts to myself and keep others' thoughts to themselves.
Keep others' people's thoughts to themselves. There it is. You hate people. I understand.
I didn't say that.
No, you don't
I
have
not
to.
Say
I
that.
Got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
But yeah, I kind of go off to the side. I remember when the kids were young, there was a dad that did that. And I said, why do you always sit down here by yourself? He goes, I just like digesting everything by myself. I'm like, huh. Years later, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
You people are all crazy.
Maybe it was a bubble guy like you, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, in this day and age, you can stream everything pretty much on your phone, so there's that option as well. And I don't know if people are what accommodations people are going to are your work is your work going to let you stream on the desktop while you're sitting there answering calls.
Yep.
When you're talking to HR, you're going to be able to watch this game
on a Zoom.